Blog Talk Radio.
Whoop, to all my motherfucking jugglers listening right now, juggling around the street. Bringing duggers where I'm going, spinning for the wickedness. I'm flipping bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches in the zombies eating off your dick. We twisted in sadistic motherfucker, now we spin the shit. Bringing duggers where I'm going, spinning for the wickedness. I'm flipping bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches in the zombies eating off your dick. We twisted in sadistic motherfucker, now we spin the shit.
Yo, motherfucker, going hard, correction. My shit's raw, no protection. This is KR, bitch, we be worldwide. We be going nowhere, so just run the ride. The world's just laying there, boys, for the day.
Spitting off the wickedness, they keep it realistic. Didn't see this, girls, I'm throwing pistons. Horror, horror's losing it. I'm trying to spread the message to more. And it's fine, it's falling off the fucking rain. I get mad through this rain storm. Flashing up and chopping long term. I'm doing nothing, watch me fucking fuck on any type of fucking repercussions. Wickedness and witches, with the wicked shit. We getting wicked, raising no protection. How the fuck we be living here at top of the seat, man? With the darkness flow, strictly spitting wicked shit from a jug alone. Representing for myself, counting up real self. Fucking with me, it's bad for your health. You should already know that's my shit that you heard. You never fucking learned, it's a verbal fucking burn. I'm spitting wicked shit with a hint of black magic. Ride a fucking radio, yeah, what up, Havoc?
Havoc getting energy, what a good mix.
What up, Havoc?
We always keep it real, y'all, folks, we faking. We bringing that wicked shit to your ear holes. Shang Tsung style, we consuming all them souls. I'm a cocky motherfucker, you can call me Kanye. Circle the ride of radio, you know where the talent stay. Always on the phone in the middle of the night. If you hating, bitch, well, we can fucking fight. We drawin' no men with the legs in our picks.
Bringin' duggers where I'm goin', spittin' for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' pigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches in the zombies eating off your dick. We twistin' in sadistic motherfuckin', now we spin the shit. Bringin' duggers where I'm goin', spittin' for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' pigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches in the zombies eating off your dick. We twistin' in sadistic motherfuckin', now we spin the shit.
Spinning that shit that's harder than the devil. So turn the fuck in, bitch, get on our level.
Whoop, yo, good motherfuckers, welcome to Juggalo Rivalry with your host, Havoc, co-host Ghetto G. G will join us very shortly, since it's just me. Let's go to another fucking track, like how we always do. Let's see here what to play first. How's about, let's see what I can find here. How about Big M featuring Gee-wee 420. Blow.
420 Entertainment, bitch.
Over young shit, we be tearing up the club, everybody get lit. Take another puff, it expands real slow. A couple minutes later, I'm high, yeah, you know. Roll up another blunt, yeah, sad time again. That shit tastes so good, got everybody grinning. For me, if we together and we running this town. Don't worry though, we got you, it's 420 year round. Yeah, you know who I am, you smell that kush when I walk by. Leave you in the car to smoke, cause I get this high. Man, I love my weed, it never lets me down. Put smile on my face, so I keep it around. You can't help but stay high when you be smoking like me. Take a look in my eyes and you can clearly see. So next time you need a buzz or you looking to buy, just holler at your girl, you know I always stay high.
No one get going, we stay fucked up. You know I'm blazing, so do we trust. Cheap all night, getting super high. I'm about to pack another who's on the ride. Blow one gig, gon' stay fucked up. You know I'm blazing, so do we trust. Cheap all night, getting super high. I'm about to pack another who's on the ride.
Getting blowed ain't a hobby, it's a must do. 420 stay high, how about you? If I roll it, I smoke it, I choke it to the end. The cannabis always leaves my lungs quivering. High times, it's basically my whole life. Get gone like the Indian speed pipe. kick back and reminisce about the old days. Let my mind get cloudy, call it green case. Smoking cheap, but the reef is my only best friend. Tied stick, got me smiling, big grinch grin. Orange hairs, they wear no tangerines. Foreign bullets like I found it in the Philippines. So high, even got the moon looking up. Hell, he faked, and Mary Jane I trust. Smoke one for Lil' Brun, put it to the sky. Every day the smoke is seven just to get by.
Roll one, get gone, we stay fucked up. You know I'm blazing, so that we trust. Cheap all night, getting super high. I'm about to pack another hood down the ride. Blow one gig on, we stay fucked up. You know I'm blazing, stoner we trust. Cheap all night, getting super high. I'm about to pack another hood down the ride.
Yeah. 420 Entertainment. Gui 420. Big M. You know we high as fuck. Smoking that loud. So come take a ride with us.
I stay on my grind, I do this shit every day. It's okay, you can hate, cause I make triple your pay. You can love me or hate me, but I always stay hatred. I'm not you, I'm just me, I stay high and I smoke weed. Gotta love that blueberry, it tastes so good. You can't hide it from me, cause you copped it from my hood. Live my life in the fast lane, like these are my last days. Green is money, then I'ma pound past it. We're trying not to quit, so I'ma smoke till I die. I fuck this shit every day, and I'm still staying fly. I ain't new to this game, I put that weak shit to shame. You'll be glad that I came, wanna remember this name. Smoke a quarter a day, so I stay high as hell. Gotta look in the bag, you can tell by the smell. You know that shit's good when you be nodding in and out. I stay high as a fuck, I say that without a doubt.
Blow one kick, call me stay fucked up. You know I'm blazing, so that we trust. Cheap all night, getting super high. I'm about to pack another hood down the ride. Blow one gig on, we stay fucked up. You know I'm blazing, so that we trust. Cheap all night, getting super high. I'm about to pack another hood down the ride.
Ah, yeah, we back. Up next, Big Voodoo. Never had.
Never had a fucking thing, and you got something I want. How long you think I'm just gonna sit here and not have nothing? Fuck that. I'm stronger and I want what you got.
Day one, it started when they told my mom to push me. I had to struggle since I first came up out the pussy. They say the drugs and alcohol made her womb polluted, and all my thoughts and my actions would be convoluted. Nude, full of tubes, barely clinging on the light. In the incubator, shaking like I'm on the pipe. Doctors tell my mom be hopeful, but all she said is fuck him, I don't want him. He's better off dead. 2 months later in this box, which I call a crib. Dry snot all on my face and spit up on my bib. I just lay around and wait for them to come and get me. Cause every time that I cry, someone comes to hit me. Shit smeared all on my legs and all over the sheets. Cause my diaper ain't been changed in about a week. The one they didn't give a fuck about, I guess I admit. I'm not ashamed to admit, I never had shit. Love them.
most. Never took the time out to tell me that she loved me, but she went out of her way to make me feel ugly. No better time to kick a person than when he's down. She slapped me so hard for months I couldn't hear a sound. Only child, so I know she never did want me, and the torture that she put me through still haunts me. She put the coldness in my heart that's hard to live. That's why I'm not okay. I never had shit. From my mother, I got jumped on the regular by school and bullies, cause I dress in all black and always wear a hoodie. All my life she been telling me that I'm the worst. She damned me and my soul to hell head first. The memories embedded like a bad acid trip. I can't forget about the fact I never had shit.
I never had gold, I never had food, I never had shoes,
I never had.
Alright, y'all, up next, Aquelio. Okay, now, Aquelio, my dough.
Trying to find love, she running away, looking for a nigga to break. Soon as he finds all dumb, she's off with another nigga with cake. And that's the realest shit I ever spoke. And now she's at church listening to the Reverend quote, the Bible, and all that other shit that Paul wrote. It seems the people who love God most is all broke.
Get your mind right, get your mind right.
My dough is all I got. Fuck what you talking about. That partner that you think you know, he talks a lot. And that girl you think you love is a hoe. Soon as another nigga show her mo, she gon' go. So my dough is all I got. Fuck what you talking about. That partner that you think you know, he talks a lot. And that girl you think you love is a hoe. Soon as another nigga show her mo, she gon' go.
I'll see here. I'll mess up next.
Big beat.
Up next, Isham Redemption.
Mm-hmm. knew when I spit this shit, every rapper in the world be on some wicked shit.
Yeah.
It's like the first time I hit this shit. You bit this shit, but won't admit this shit. You saw me shine the sun, lit this shit. On my knees at night, asking shit, I quit this shit. When I first started, we were total opposites. I took a stand so you could sit and fucking hip
on your for salvation. For all of my sins, through Jesus' sacrifices, we live in wicked nations. I'm saying amen, cause I don't wanna die tonight.
Shit, I told the cold as hell. My conscience catching heat is getting old and stale. It's hard to embrace when I hold this hell. If you walk the bloody trail, bring your holy grail. The devil went after my soul, but God closed the sale. Even though the wicked shit knows me well, you won't find me on the whack when
believe
it goes
to hell.
Hell
is lonely. Believe I've been there. My soul is bare. And don't nobody know me. And only raining diamonds.
Up next, Fat Man the Glutton featuring Big Hug and Lady Dice. Come on, let's go.
Triple threat tag team till the underground team. Don't scream, don't be, find a spot. in the underground.
Come on, let's go, go, go.
Monsters in the streets.
Come on, let's go, go, go.
Creeping in the shadows in the underground.
Come on, let's go, go, go.
Monsters in the streets. Ready, set, go, cause I guess you didn't know. I be fucking with these monsters, we be hiding in the smoke. A sick collaboration, got the banging ass beat. The nocturnal creature, like some hook from S.O.P. Stalk you in the night, about to blow your fucking mind. Gotta do it in the dark, cause we're killing every rhyme. Midwest bitch, got this murder mitten shit. Got a banging on the trunk, since they found your body in. Vivid in a rim, so we never give a fuck. Gotta keep it underground, cause the mainstream sucks. Hilltown bitch, with a shot of gun, bro. Where these titans get together, they be running out of room. Open up the door, cause we ready to attack. Gonna hit the stage with mics, gonna blow your wigs back. We some bad motherfuckers on the underground scene. Gonna leave you cold and blooded like a tampon screen.
Come on, let's go, go, go.
Creeping in the shadows in the underground.
Come on, let's go, go, go.
Monsters in the streets.
Come on, let's go, go, go.
Creeping in the shadows in the underground.
Come on, let's go. I'm that one dressed in all black, hot off the shelves, busting out the last track. In the boots like a beast, banging like a reef. Net back, retract. Let me see where your mind's at. Knick-knack, patty rat. Throw a piece of bone, blowing hydroscope. Rolling off that holy dope. Fat man, the glutton, got my eyes dragging low. Word on the beat, it's a masterpiece. Making history, been playing hard to keep. Y'all bitches heard of me. What I really mean is my click, we rolling deep. One phone call, we can make a messy scene. Don't fuck with me, unless you wanna bleed. A monster in the street. Children of the night breeze, someone help, I don't wanna go to sleep. I see demons waiting on me from the other side of the underground. Creep slipping in the dirt, 6 feet deep, safe in my soul now, no heartbeat. Come on, let's go, go, go.
Creeping in the shadows in the underground.
Come on, let's go, go, go.
Monsters in the street.
Come on, let's go, go, go.
Creeping in the shadows in the underground.
Come on, let's go. Come on, let's go, go, go.
Creeping in the shadows in the underground.
Come on, let's go, go, go.
Monsters in the street.
Come on, let's go, go, go.
Creeping in the shadows in the underground.
Come on, let's go, go, go.
Monsters in the street.
Alright, yo, we back. Alright, so give me a minute. I'm going to upload a few more tracks here. A couple by Kid Crazy. And, of course, a couple by Fat Man the Glutton and Big M. So, definitely looking forward to playing these. Let's see. Alright, so let me put this Tech Nine track that box so I can be uploaded.
Turn me up a little bit louder, Rob, because I want all the ass shakers to feel this shit. You know what I mean? Tech Nine. Check it out. Yeah.
I'm looking for that little lady with a lot of buzz, so I can get you to my crib and throw that bottom up. I hope you got enough. We rock G-spots. Neighbors be complaining when I make your pussy beatbox. Yeah, I like how that sound. Front desk calling, telling us to hold it down. Nah, because we rolling off the Molly Pops. We rebel in ghetto like wind up a duck a dog. What up? KCMO, KCK, nigga. North Kansas City, throw pussy every day, nigga. This shit right here, nigga, is for the real fizzlers. Cash makers, ass shakers, stacking trill figures. We got a lot of it, Tech and Nina just gotta hit. Other niggas worship the coochie, but I'm the god of it. Yeah, I'm on some holla shit, even though Nina got a bitch. I love the way you wiggle and wobble it, it's so marvelous. So hey, 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 baby, tell me what you say. Tell that nigga that away and freak Monday through Saturday. The way you pop, it's an incredible scene. I'm trying to tell you, baby girl, I wanna get in between. That box, ain't nothing better for wetter than that box. How can I bet up and get up in that box? You keep my head up and fed up in that box. Lady in your box, baby in that box. Ain't nothing better for wetter than that box. How can I bet up and get up in that box? You keep my head up and fed up in that box. Lady in your box, baby in that box.
Been trying to get in me since I got out. I get in the idiom, idiom, wow. And I ain't the biggest, the better, but
up, they box. Got me hunting for every fox and I need it lots. Got to give me it, getting off my box. Can I just get a taste of it? It makes me crazy, craving it all in my face. And I make sure I put my name in it. Dabbing like dabbing, you're thirsty for me to hurt you with this pressure bonus. Like the purpose is to go to work on this.
She won't let me go.
You better get up out of the bed if you're hollering.
I know you want me down.
You better get on top of the head if you can swallow it. Yeah,
cause we need her. For your girls leaving ya, if you plan on keeping her, don't let the slip out the speaker. And I've been known for breaking up a happy home. Beat up that nappy dog, she will be a victim bone. Don't let me see that
box. Ain't nothing better for wedding than that box. How can I bet up and get up in that box? You keep my head up and bet up in that box. Lady in your box, baby in that box. Ain't nothing better for wedding than that box. How can I bet up and get up in that box? Head up and bed up in that box. Lady in your box, baby in that box.
Everybody in blue shoes, without or a loose bruise. Niggas in Baton Rouge, they might consider it food. Doing whatever you use to symbolize it with cock. It ain't nothing better but cheddar that I like to pursue than bed bar.
It don't take a rocket scientist to know about the thing sitting right above her behind when she holding out. All bitches got it, some better than others. A couple Brazilian wax them in others, they keep it covered. However, for bitches loving my dick is a bit of touching they liver, leaving them coming so serious. Cause I bang like William Hung. Bitches, they say my name like they be young. To the next, they treat her thing the same like they was one. Then I hit up the next bar, put my head up the next slot. So repetitive, it ain't nothing that's better than me.
Plus you bone looking at me stone cold like what is it? I got a deli we can visit. So if you wanna left in the corner, hook it right after business. Fuck what your girlfriend say, I got dick on you. And if you want some phone play, I got a bitch on you. You know you love this rap nigga, never get enough. Up my tang on the chest, finger in your blood.
Once you get it, you'll never forget it. Oh no,
oh, no.
You know what I'm talking about, baby. I'm talking about that.
It's Spider-Man, bitch. He's the one that they've been talking about. Yeah, I know you just walked in, but now you're walking out.
Walking out.
I got something better for you than a little drink.
Drink.
All you gotta do is show a player a little pink.
Pink.
Might buy you some earrings or a little mink.
Mink.
Nah, your man ain't no problem. He's just a little kink.
Kink.
Now bring your big ass over here on this little sink.
Sink.
Check the pussy was fine, but it had a little stink. Had to back up off her. Due to the smell, I think my dick got soft. She was banging her head out on the sheetrock. I was all in the pussy making it beatbox. That's how it sounds. Ass so fat I had to walk around. She was screaming yeah,
yeah,
and I was saying no,
no.
You done gave me the box, so bitch I gotta go.
That box ain't nothing better or wetter than that box. How can I bet up and get up in that box? You keep my head up and fed up in that box. Lady in your box, baby in that box. All
right, y'all. Up next, Kid Crazy. Fuck you.
Shit that you fucking spit. Shut the fuck up.
not my homie, fuck you. You're just a phony, fuck you. You was my homie, fuck you. You left me lonely, fuck you. You're not my homie, fuck you. You're just a phony, fuck you.
Alright, I'll be back. Up next, Fat Man the Glutton would Feed Me.
Welcome to hell, the sun should have read. Reaching your destination, it's all in
Alright, y'all. Up next, Five Finger Death Punch. Dot Your Eyes.
Say this is Moot. Whoop, 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 whoop.
Whoop,
whoop. Whoop, boy. Where's Chris?
Chris no longer works here.
Why is that?
We fired his ass.
Why? Did he touch you in inappropriate places?
No, he just didn't do any work. He's never promoted. Anytime he set up an interview, he was never here for his interviews. So honestly, we just got tired of him. We just fired his ass.
Could you interview Toaster Steve for me?
No.
Why not?
Because I don't know who he is.
How do you feel about Trayvon Martin?
Don't even know who the fuck that is.
You don't know who Trayvon Martin is?
No.
Wow, you must live in the woods.
Who the fuck is Trayvon Martin?
Oh, my God. I don't know what to say to you right now. I might have to hang up and call back. I'm sorry, I can't take this.
Anyways, let's keep up the music. Don't know what the fuck that was about, but, yeah, anyways. Let me see what we can play next for y'all. How about Curse 1? Wait. What up, ghetto?
Oh, yeah? What heated conversation you have going on here that you are on the phone?
Oh, apparently Chris's boy called back in, you know, the one that's always asking for fucking Psycho Killer's track.
Oh, yeah? What's his name?
I don't know, that dude that's always, it's that weird dude that's always asking for Chris and talking about weird-ass shit.
The weird guy. I would have never expected weird on here.
You know, the one, you know, the one who introduced us to,
No, I know who you're talking about, but what is his name, since we couldn't remember what his name was?
Fuck if I don't, he calls in with different names. This time he called in with the name Mr. Moot, or Moot Moot, or something like that, or some bullshit.
Alright then.
Yeah, asked where Chris was. I told him. We fired his Chris doesn't do no work. He didn't do work with Perry whatsoever, so we fired him.
Chris is, quote, quote, in college.
But hey, we got about 5 guests up in the room. Guests, if any of y'all with Kid Crazy, Fat Man the Glutton, sign in and let us know.
Also, if you're part of any other 7 Deadly Sins, sign in.
Yeah, man, fucking Fat Man the Glutton and Kid Crazy have been putting in work for Juggalo Radio, right? Man, they've been fucking promoting like crazy.
I also see Jesus has been promoting for us. There we go.
Yeah, man, Fat Man, yeah, Jesus fucking promotes for us. Yeah, I brought some people in, probably, unless they're all with Fat Man and Kid Crazy and Big M.
Big M? Big M? Who's Big M?
Big M is Fat Man, the Glutton's girlfriend.
I thought it was a dude. Okay, it's a female.
When I first saw the name on the track and the artist, I thought it was a dude. Until I heard it, it turned out it was a chick.
Well, I guess that's another person we call a name like that. Like this one girl used to work with. Her name was Big A.
But nah, man, Big M's, you know, she's definitely a dope artist. She got, you know, I've only heard 2 tracks so far, but she's definitely dope. Let's see. Like I said, man, Fat Man, he's a dope motherfucker. So, and I gotta say, it's always refreshing to have artists, you know, come up on here that, you know, where it's vice versa. You know, we promote them, they help promote us, and bring more listeners in at the same time, you know. So it's always refreshing to have that, since, you know, a lot of artists we had back in the day that would come up on here and want to do that shit. Like, Randy J.
Randy J? He never brought nobody here?
Hell no.
Really? He was a big supporter here, though. Really?
He was a big supporter, but he didn't promote.
Huh.
I mean, Lil Snow fucking put in work.
Lil Snow, man. That was crazy as fuck.
But,
shit, man, Lil Snow even helped me run this one night.
Yeah, I remember that.
And then that's how we were introduced to that crazy ass bitch.
Yeah, the one that now fucking stalks Chris.
Yeah, it's funny because Lil Snow was here for that show, and then her and some other girl showed up for it, and then you know, they talking all some crazy shit. And then turns out they're just crazy stalker bitches.
Yeah, man, I'm a I'm actually uploading more tracks by Kid Crazy and Fat Man the Glutton as we speak.
Now, is that a group, or is this two separate people?
Two separate people. But they are, but they are cool with each other, so which is dope, because actually, Kid Crazy actually brought Fatman the Glutton in himself, and then Fatman brought in, ended up bringing in a listener last night, and now we got a couple guests up in the room.
No, Fatman, are you really a fat man, or are you just calling yourself Fatman?
No, he is a fat man.
Or is that spelled with a P-H?
No, F-A-T.
So do you enjoy saying Fat Man Havoc?
No.
Go ahead and say it five times fast.
We have a shitload of people up in the room. Let's see. Pure Killer 2. What good, who does?
What up, ninjas?
What's going on, man?
Not much. Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop.
Whoop.
So what's going on today? What's the crack-a-lackin'?
Whole lot of nothing.
Yeah, really?
Just up on a couple tracks by Fat Man, the Glutton, Kid Crazy, and Big M.
Shit, not bad.
Are you an artist as well?
Actually, no, I'm not, man.
Oh.
I'm fucking up in Canada. We're lucky we got Juggalos up here.
Actually, I know quite a few that are up in Canada.
Yeah, I know quite a few too, but I mean, not where I live. Fuck that.
Well, maybe you should go over to where they're at up there.
Yeah, it's not that easy.
I really don't know how Canada works. Somebody tried to explain it one time, but it really wasn't working.
Basically, the only way you meet other Juggalos is if you're in the city. If you're in the city, you'll meet shit tons of them. If you're out the city, you fuck.
Does that mean you're in the country?
Pretty much in the country. I'm in a smaller city.
And what's the smallest city?
Fucking Sydney. Yeah.
You know, for a minute there. Wait, is Sydney in fucking Canada? Like I could have sworn it was just in fucking Australia.
Yeah, there too.
Yeah, we got one up here.
You get it. We learn something new every day.
Yeah, see?
That's like people that get screwed up all the time because there's like two everywhere.
It's fucking shit, man. I tried fucking going down to the gathering and shit last year. Couldn't fucking save up the money. I was like fucking pissed and shit. And then I couldn't even find a ride down there because I would have just fucking hitchhiked the whole way down.
Yeah, but be sure you have your passport.
Well, fuck that. I wouldn't even give a shit. I'd run across the border. They ain't going to catch me.
He's like, fuck it, man. I'll do what the Mexicans do.
Exactly. Find a hole, crawl through it.
And just hope you make it.
Yeah, fucking right style.
Well, Ghetto, we got a few listeners up in the room. One's named New Year's Resolution.
Wasn't that a wrestling pay-per-view?
I have no idea. Did you see that fucking Anderson Silva fight last night, breaking his leg and shit?
I saw that, but I didn't watch the fight, though, no.
Holy fuck, I didn't watch the fight either. I just saw it all over Facebook and Juggalo Book last night, and I was just like, holy fuck.
Yeah, I saw somebody post it. I was like, so what exactly is going to be wrong here? But then I looked at dude's leg, I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it was like bent like fucking rubber, like a chicken, fucking rubber chicken.
Yeah, so how'd that even happen? He just get kicked in the leg?
Well, what he did was when he went up to throw the kick, the other guy put his knee or his shin up, and his shin just snapped the bone.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Fucking right. Yeah.
And we also got somebody named One Shoe Tim up in the room.
One Shoe Tim.
I do believe these people are making up names as they come in.
Probably, man.
Yeah. From the looks of things, we're being bombarded with haters again.
Fucked. You know, that always happens, though.
Wait, hold on. Are you saying they're haters in the room, or they're just new people? What's the deal?
No fucking idea.
Well, let's find out. Block number one's good with us.
Oh, hello. I was just calling about the chicken hunting down there on the East Coast.
Some chicken hunting? We ain't chicken hunting up here, boy.
You ain't gonna never go chicken hunting?
No.
Well, no, I thought you guys liked to, you know, snap the chicken's necks.
What the fuck?
Well, Ghetto probably does.
You probably
Yeah, man. That's what we do down here on the farm, you know what I'm saying?
I ain't that much in the woods.
I thought you guys were horrorcore.
Fucking
right. Horrorcore. Nice. Do I have that stupid voice?
No. Yes. Well, I would just like to make a shout-out to everybody in the room. I've been a long-time listener to your station, and this seems to be more listeners than you've ever had before, so shout-out to everybody who's listening right now. Woot, woot.
Oh, man, it's definitely somebody new, man.
I would just like to say shout-out to all my brothers.
Your brothers?
Yeah, they're beatards, all of them.
What?
Some of my favorite would be Big Nog, Hell's Bula, Pussy Gobbler, Kenobi, One Shoe Time, Justo, just those guys.
What the fuck is going on, bud?
Come on, guys, you gotta know what I'm talking about. I'm from the hood.
From the hood.
Let me get the shootout.
You seem like it.
Well, hold up. We got a Lemon Party 666.
Lemon Party 666. That's a
fucking
name.
Oh, I'm masturbating now. I'm masturbating now. Yes, fucking baby. Yes, ride me, baby. Oh yes, I'm masturbating now.
Are you trying to say masturbating?
I think he is masturbating. That's fucking gross, dog.
I am the masturbating master.
The masturbating master. That's a good one.
You kind of sound like an older Beavis.
That's fucked up, yo. That's fucked up. You don't do that on someone's radio show.
Let's move on to one thing.
I guess that's one way to show that guys can fake it as well.
Holy fuck. He's getting
there's another way.
I didn't realize this was a 1-900 number.
I'm going to kill your whole Juggalo family.
Okay, have fun.
Nice try.
Yeah. And good luck with that one.
That was a fucked situation.
Yeah.
But getting back to that dude that you said that was here earlier, I do believe that's the cause here.
I believe so, too.
Because it's been quite a long time since we've had people come up on here with some crazy shit like that.
You got to admit, it's pretty funny, though. Like, that
it
motherfucker,
is,
I don't know what that guy was. I don't know if that guy was really
beating up, but
what?
That's why we let it go, man.
Yeah.
No, he was just being dumb. Just let him go. Let him have some fun.
Oh, man. This entire room is going nuts.
That's usually how it works.
Now, is it going nuts as in people are talking or just people signing in?
No idea.
Nothing is signing in and a few nutcases in the room, like someone pretending to be a Blog Talk Radio admin.
Well, then I got some things to say. You need to get your fucking website under control. You know, start paying these bills here, too.
So is that Brad admin guy, like, one of the admins on the website itself or just on your guys' server?
He's somebody that decided to call himself an admin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
So he's really nothing.
Yeah, pretty much.
But anyway, I mean, who in the room is actually real, you know, that actually wants to be here?
Well, I for sure am.
Well, clearly we can see you because you're on the phone, you know what I'm saying? You're actually talking with us.
Yeah.
But as for them, they're here just to try to get us to be angry. And you won't like me when I'm angry.
All right there, Hulk. Slow down.
Well, apparently Money is here.
Money is here. Bitch better have money.
Well, apparently he's real, but he does not want to be here. He's in hell, and the devil is making him come here.
The devil is making you do it, huh?
Shit, I can't even post this shit up on Juggalo Book. It's down.
What the hell not?
I was about to post it up, see how many people we can get in here, but apparently Juggalo Book's down.
Man, it's down every other day.
Yeah.
Like it was down for like a straight month.
That's fucked.
And then it came back.
Yeah, I heard about that. Like, I wasn't on it for a while, and then I came back on, tried to get on, and apparently somebody was going on saying that fucking someone was posting up child porn on there. And I was like, holy fuck. No.
Man, shit like that happened on Facebook, too.
Yeah.
Where the whole website got hacked, and they just posted nothing but porn.
Yeah.
That was pretty fucking funny, though.
Because
people got so angry about it.
Oh yeah, I would imagine. Like I go on Juggalo Book all the time, and half of the time I'm there just trying to start fights in fucking the main chat there.
Well, that's not hard to do at all. All you gotta really do is say hi. But
every time I go in there, I'm like, "What up, ninjas?" Everybody's like, "What up?" And then all of a sudden, somebody will be saying something stupid about this or that or something else, and I'll just be like, "Yeah, well, this is my opinion." And then everybody fucking gets into a big fight, and it's hilarious. But I got love for the fam.
Yeah, but, you know, we really can't get along very well.
No.
Well, at least on the internet, anyways.
Yeah.
In person, that's a whole other story.
Yeah.
As long as you ain't fucking somebody else's bitch, you should be good.
Yeah, or stealing someone else's drugs.
Or that, too, yes. It seems to be like a big thing up here in Canada, people fighting over that.
Not to my knowledge. Everybody gets their own kind of thing, you know what I'm saying?
You just make sure nobody steals your stuff, huh?
Exactly.
That's how it should go.
Fucking rights.
But anyway, is there a song you want to hear or something?
Fuck, man. Throw on whatever you'd like. They all good. All
right. So how about this? Since Ghetto G has not heard Fat Man the Glutton yet, I say we introduce both of you to him with Stretch Mark.
All right, let's do it.
Stretch marks, you can go ahead and judge me. Born with these scars, people call me fat and ugly. Born with stretch marks, but you know you gotta love me. Born with these scars, but the glutton is what they call me. Born with stretch marks, you can go ahead and judge me. Born with these scars, people call me fat and ugly. Born with stretch marks, but you know you gotta love me. Born with these scars, but the glutton is what they call me. You know I'm something evil, you can never be my equal. It's a motherfucking glutton, and yes, it'll be my sequel.
round two, I'll murder you. Yes, it's true, that's how I do. Family just be getting loose. Don't you worry, got you too. Chewing, chomping, spitting, bite. I never lose my appetite for blood and bones and tatted flesh. Ribcage meat, now that's the best. Poking, stabbing, hacking, tear. There's pieces everywhere. What am I supposed to do? Use some bleach and mop it too? No, thank you, I like the smell. Rotten flesh, it goes so well. Don't ask me, cause I won't tell. Think it's coming from my pal. What you want me to do? Just not eat and lose my cool. Fuck that though, I need some food. Let me get a bite or two. Born with stretch marks, you can go ahead and judge me. Born with these scars, people call me fat and ugly. Born with stretch marks, but you know you gotta love me. Born with these scars, but the glutton's what they call me. Born with stretch marks, you can go ahead and judge me. Born with these scars, people call me fat and ugly. Born with stretch marks, but you know you gotta love me. Born with these scars, but the glutton's what they call me. Yeah, motherfuckers. Fat man the glutton, y'all. Stretch marks the mixtape, all you want. Yeah, you like that shit, don't you? Here it comes. Just so full, my stomach hurts. Hunger pains, now that's the worst. Filling up on human flesh. Brutal torture, think of death. Now it's time to make a snack. Fuck with me and that's a wet. And that bitch that's in my shed every day, she begs for death. Fuck that though, she don't deserve nothing but to feel the hurt. Started out a pad of feet, worked my way up to her knees. On my way past the size, just for her I felt to rise. Found myself a pink supply. It's not rape, just free surprise. Got that booty, not too choosy. Shit was ripe and kinda oozing. It don't matter, got it handled up just quick without a paddle. Penicillin shots, boy, that's what I really need. It's a motherfucking glutton and it's burning when I pee. When I pee. Born with stretch marks, you can go ahead and judge me. Born with these scars, people call me fat and ugly. Born with stretch marks, but you know you gotta love me. Born with these scars, but the glutton's what they call me. Born with stretch marks, you can go ahead and judge me. Born with these scars, people call me fat and ugly. Born with stretch marks, but you know you gotta love me. Born with these scars, but the glutton's what they call me.
We're back. What did y'all think of Fat Man the Glutton?
I do enjoy Beat Geek's beats as well. And just from that one track, we found out that this man is a cannibal. And also, he has some genital issues. As where it burns when he pees.
Could just be a bladder infection. You never know.
But you know, other than that, man, it was a good song, though. You know, but we found out a lot about him just on that one track.
Oh, yeah, motherfucking, let's see, he's got a track with Freddie Gaine, whose music I am actually familiar with.
Nope.
No.
Yeah, now Freddie Gaine is actually from Grand Rapids, Michigan, of course.
And you mean of course? How are we supposed to know that?
I believe I played a couple of tracks by Freddie Gaine before up on here.
Man, the only person I could think of is Freddie Grimes.
I don't even know who the fuck we're talking about anymore.
Yeah, you'll get that a lot here.
But either way, I mean, let's see, I believe I played the track Crimson Red up on here, if I'm not mistaken about that.
Whatever you say. Whatever the voices tell you, Havoc.
But Let's see. That's exactly who else we could bring up on here. Besides, 9GAG.
Why, that's right. Ain't that where they're claiming the quote-quote be from?
Yep. That would be them.
Even though it's not possible, but whatever they say. At least our link is somewhere.
Yeah.
No, I'm not saying it's somewhere important, but it's somewhere.
It got out there. That's all that matters.
Yes, it's out there like a dirty prostitute, you know. It's doing its thing.
Hey, look, we got a caller, 479. Let's find out who this is.
Hello! This is Uncle B. You're ICP fans. I got a question. Do you also fuck your mother and your sister? Because usually ICP fans are inbreeders from what I've seen.
The only mother I fuck is yours.
My mother's dead. I'm like 80 years old, you sick fuck. Unless you digged her up from the grave and skull fucked her.
Is there any other way?
Well, holy shit, you're kinkier than I thought.
See, this man enjoys that.
Two at a time.
The funniest things in life, like natural booze and a house I live under instead of a trailer.
You live in a trailer?
No, you do, apparently, because ICP fans live in a trailer. They fuck their mother, and they get skull, and what else do trailer trash do? I'm not trailer trash, so I wouldn't know.
What else do ICP fans do?
Please tell us. today, Junior, come on.
Oh, you're drinking cum? Wow, that's real kinky.
This guy's failing here. Come on. Keep it coming.
He left.
I'll give that a 2 out of 10.
He started falling off right there. That's why he left. He'll be back.
Yep, they always return.
I always like hearing new information about ICP fans.
I know. It's hilarious.
Yeah, right?
But what's that now? Like, that's twice I've been called trailer trash in about a month.
Shit.
Once in person and once over the phone.
Yeah, it happens.
When clearly I don't even live in a trailer, like, at all. Nowhere near a fucking trailer park, right? I don't have a beer can wind chime, all right? I got all my teeth.
Oh, great. Now we got this fool, free 12 up Durham, going, ooh, kill him.
Kill who?
Man, that must be some stupid fucking mainstream fucking thing. Ooh, kill him.
I don't understand.
It's presented by Meek Mill.
Get the fuck out of here with that shit. That dude's whack as fuck. Anybody can get real angry and start rapping too. You know what I'm saying? Get the hell out of here. Garbage.
Hey, look, we got Ghost the Cupcake Sniper up in the room.
Damn,
who the
dude.
Fuck is Ghost the Cupcake Sniper?
People are coming up with the most wonderfulest names ever.
Yeah, they really are.
I wish I had that much time to come up with a name.
Shit, man, I just cut my name in half, and it was just like, bam, there we go.
and what is your name?
Justo.
Justo, there we go.
Yes.
So something simple, something quick.
Exactly.
Like, kind of like their moms out there, you know, listening in. So it's always the go-to thing, you know. Always go-to, attacking somebody's mother.
Yes, it is.
And then they always play the card, well, my mother's dead. Serves her right, bitch!
What the fuck does top kick mean?
Was it what?
Top kick. What the fuck is that supposed to be? T-O-P-K-E-K.
I don't know.
Anyways, boys, I'm going for a smoke. I'll talk to you later. If you got Juggalo book, look me up. J-U-S-T-O.
Yeah, I do have that, but I'm never on it. And like you just said, it's down. It's down. So how are we going to find you?
Actually, for some fucked up reason, it's down on my computer, but on my phone, it works fine.
Well, that's just strange because cell phones don't usually load things, ever.
Exactly. So I'm wondering what the fuck's going on at this point.
Well, if you're on Facebook, you can find us.
All right, what you on in Facebook?
Well, you can find me under Ghetto G, the Wicked Stunner.
All right.
That's with an A at the end, not an E, or, you know, gangsta shit.
Anyways, boy, I'll talk to you later. You can't flim-flam the zim-zam. Peace out.
Peace out, Justo.
Peace on me. Well, apparently internet terrorist group 9GAG is attacking Mexico in 2 hours. Be strong.
The fuck do we care? What the hell do we give a fuck about Mexico for?
Yeah, right. I mean, exactly what did Mexico give us?
Could you at least go blow up the White House or something?
And apparently they go for Canada next.
Well, that's wonderful, too. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I mean, come on. What exactly what did Mexico give us? They gave us two Mexicans that wouldn't keep getting injured.
Yeah.
And now Alberta and Rio.
Yeah. Yeah, so go ahead. Destroy that place. Maybe it'll give us something good.
Yeah, or more fucking shitty-ass wrestlers. Well, Barry's not really shitty, but he just can't stop getting injured.
It's because he's fucking old.
But...
But shit, man, The Undertaker never got injured that many times.
This is very true.
And he's older than a motherfucker.
9GAG is a group of terrorists, ex-Navy SEALs, Special Forces, that are all Mexican. So you're attacking your own people.
Come on, man. Just go ahead and do it, man. Go kill the entire world for all I fucking care.
Bud.
So, besides them, the other people that we actually care about still here?
I don't know. I mean, I know Fat Man's trying to get up in there probably. Kid Crazy's probably still up in there somewhere.
Somewhere. Upon the room full of minions.
Hey, did you know juice is good for us?
I am. What kind of juice?
I don't know, man. Fuck, there's a person up in the room with the name Juice is good for us.
It's true. I do enjoy orange juice and apple juice.
Yeah.
I believe they do as well.
And they probably do. But, of course, you know it's the end of the year when all the trolls come out.
Yeah, man, it's time to start a new year.
Yeah, man. I mean,
so wait. So does that mean for like the trolls, they're gonna be like a mass suicide right now? Like, you know, next couple days, and then they're all gonna be dead, and we're gonna have a whole new line.
Probably.
You know, the people that sit in their house with like four computer screens going at one time.
Yeah, more likely.
Talk about, oh, hack your computer, because I'm the coolest person alive.
Well, according to Juice, it is good for us. He, she is not a troll.
He, she. We got a she-mail.
What track should we give them?
Let's give them some Lil White Jelly Roll featuring Twisted. One of them days.
You can definitely do that. Get down to it.
And we're back.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So apparently juice is good for us. That's a question to ask her.
Maybe I don't want to answer.
Oh, let's see his response. Let's see his message in the room. Is you guys like ICP? Is from what I'm understanding. If so, I got to ask you a question.
Oh, great. Here we go.
Well, juice is good for us. If you ask a question, at least make it original. Because more than likely, it's probably a question that's been asked before.
Let's hear your nonsense.
Well, apparently Ghost the Cupcake Sniper killed Juice.
Well, good. Now we don't have to hear nonsense. Moving along.
Well, after that, Juice responded, I ain't typing it.
Why? Can he not spell it?
Apparently his dealer's girl is a juggalette, even though he really can't spell juggalette. She does foot fetish videos and some other stupid shit, apparently. Okay.
Not really into feet, but alright.
He wants to know. He says, I'm going to ask her to suck my dick straight up. Think she'll go for it? I don't know.
Why wouldn't she?
Who knows?
Are you saying she'd rather suck your toes than to give you head? Havoc, would you like a girl to suck on your toes?
Not really.
Get all up in there with the toe jam. But speaking of foot fetishes, you remember that Jasmine badass chick?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, apparently she gives foot sessions or something. Apparently, I guess random people hit her up and then they could play with her feet.
No, oh, fuck.
Yeah. So, if you ever want to play with her feet, you can hit her up. You can send her an email.
Yeah, I think I'm good on playing with her feet. They're probably nasty and crusty.
Well, not so much, but I just don't find feet exciting.
Yeah, I really don't either.
And on top of that, she's walking around on her feet all day and shit.
Yeah.
Somebody's just gonna put their toes in their mouth. Yeah.
Oh yeah, man, I forgot to mention to you, man, fucking a couple nights ago I ended up playing KMK one day off of Cloud9. And it's the one that I got off one of my CDs. And during like in the middle of the track, it started skipping.
You say you got it off of your CD?
Yeah, one of my CDs. Yeah, off of my Cloud9 CD.
Oh, there you go.
I'm just like, what the fuck? I mean, I'll be honest, like, I was fucking laughing along with it, because, you know, I don't think we've ever had a track come up on here that skipped.
Yeah, not unless it was off of a CD, no. I think it may have happened, like, one other time.
Probably. So, for the 9 gag, faggot, would you enjoy some comedy? I'm asking if they would like to hear some comedy besides himself. How about some Jeff Dunham?
Let's give a warm tribute to the troops. Welcome to Jeff Dunham!
Are you ready for the little people in the boxes? I think you're going to enjoy. He's purple. He's wacky. Please help me welcome my buddy, Peanut! How you doing, Peanut? Doing pretty good. How about you? I'm fine. That's good. That's good. Well, anyway, Peanut, you know what we're going to do right now? What are we going to do right now? We're going to read Twas the Night Before Christmas. Dude.
Yes.
It is, well, after Christmas. Doesn't matter. Still the season. Are you an idiot?
I think this will be nice.
It's not Christmas anymore!
It's the season.
Fine.
Okay. You gonna help me out?
Yeah.
Don't mess it up.
Okay. I promise.
'Twas the night before Christmas.
And the Obamacare website still didn't work. Just keeping it real, dude.
I'm going to try this again. Twas...
Hold it! What? Who says twas?
It's in the story.
It's old and stupid.
It's tradition.
Tis it?
Twas the night before Christmas and all through the house.
The NSA was listening to that call of your spouse.
Not a creature was stirring,
because all were illegal and might be found out.
The stockings were hung by the chimney with care,
and believe me, the room could use some fresh air. Were these women's stockings?
I don't know, possibly.
Okay, so it looked like Bill Clinton had just been by there. Oh, yeah. How did that tradition start? What, hanging up dirty laundry, hoping Santa would fill it with goodies? What the heck? I'd like to suck on this candy cane, but it smells like Dad's feet.
And that is the night before Christmas.
Thank you. I thought Peanut was better. I thought Jeff Dunham was awesome. Speaking of awesome, the world's largest athlete, The Big Show. Jeff better hope that that Big Show thinks he was funny.
Peanut better run.
Peanut make it easy.
Oh boy, you are not a small man.
Well, thank you, Peanut. I hate to interrupt you and Jeff, but I've been waiting all day to perform in front of these troops, so I'm going to have to cut your time a little bit short.
Okay, but before you go, you know that Barry Manilow CD you borrowed? Jeff wants it back. You're a handsome... I guess that road game's not working out, is it?
And we're back.
Yeah, man, when he said the Obamacare thing, man, I just freaking died. I was like, wow.
Hell yeah, but, yo, like I seriously had to go back and just be played over and over.
Because that part right there, man, was true as a motherfucker.
Hell yeah.
But why the hell did they bring him there for like 2 minutes?
Yeah, I know, right?
And then when the hell did this Divas Battle Royal thing take place?
It didn't.
Because I swear I watched the entire day. I didn't see no Divas on there and do that. But apparently, at the tribute to the troops, there was a, you know, battle royal with all the Divas.
No, there wasn't. I didn't see it.
Because I saw a video posted of it. It clearly wasn't on TV.
Well, that's fucking bullshit.
All we saw was a singles match, a tag match. A six-man tag match.
Yeah, right.
Like the first half an hour was the same fucking match.
Yeah, just with more people added to it.
Like, really? This is how you're going to waste this damn event?
I mean...
With Vicky Guerrero coming out every second?
Scare me!
Yeah, right? I mean, I'll be honest. You know, the fact that they had Daniel Bryan versus Bray Wyatt, that was a good match. But then when they decided to start adding more people to it, it got retarded.
It was ridiculous. They shouldn't have did all that. They should have just let the one match go and then...
Yeah, I mean, shit. I mean, like, if you really wanted to add fucking another match with the Wyatts, you could have made like a separate match where it would have been John Cena and CM Punk versus Luke Harper and Eric Rowan.
I was expecting Teddy Long to come out.
Man, I think Teddy Long's been dead for how long now?
Dead?
Well, I mean, you know, we don't see him anymore.
I thought there was something I didn't know.
Oh, I mean, he's probably better off dead because he's no longer with them, and he can't make his tag matches like he used to.
He may get tag team matches in hell.
Hey, there you go.
But speaking of people that are dead, what's his face? Earthquake. That dude's dead. When the hell did he die?
I don't know.
Like, you remember them? Earthquake and Typhoon?
Yeah.
Because somebody put up a picture talking about it looks good in heaven or something like that with all the dead wrestlers over.
Yeah, man, let's find out. He died in 2006.
Jeez. And I found out in 2013.
Typhoon's still alive.
Well, it's just not the same. You don't got both of them.
This is true.
You know, kind of like Legion of Doom. Hawk's dead, but Animal's still there.
Yeah, and every once in a while they decide to bring back Animal. Do a team with different people. That's just ridiculous.
Yeah. But he's getting pretty old, though, so... He's
just
in the
exactly.
Just
let him stay retired. And just have him stop tagging, and it just makes sure he stops tagging with random people. I mean, shit, if they were to bring him back, I mean, I think the best people... I mean, you know, they can always put him with the fucking Wyatt family.
That'd be interesting.
Well, I think he's got a better shot at joining the Wyatt family than JBL.
Than who?
JBL.
Oh.
Because apparently JBL wants to grow a beard and join the Wyatt family.
Yeah, I don't see that happening.
Like I said, I think Animal would have a better shot than JBL.
But I do think they should just put Daniel Bryan in there.
They really should.
I mean, he definitely got the look for it.
Yeah, that's true. He does. Can't lie about that.
He could be the little guy of the group.
Yeah, man, did you see fucking Daniel Bryan's new shirt?
What, the, like, flying goat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What the fuck is up with that shit?
Who the fuck makes these shirts?
I don't fucking know. I mean, they had better shirts back in the fucking day. Now he's
yeah,
fucking...
Speaking of which, I just found an old catalog for fucking old merchandise with like Stone Cold shirts, Rock shirts, Undertaker, Al Snow. I was like, I want this shirt right here. The one that says Godhead. I used to have one like it.
Man, I'm more likely to have those fucking... I bet you in the next hour, they don't even work shit anymore.
It was just like the order street of, like, you know, what you could order. But, you know, it's not going to work at this point, though.
Exactly.
But I used to have a bunch of wrestling shirts and shit, but then I just gave them away at one point.
Yeah, man, I used to have like a fucking... DMX shirt, not DMX, DX shirt.
DMX, nice.
Yeah, no,
I didn't realize he was a wrestler.
Man, why not? I mean, ICP was, they're wrestlers, so anything's possible nowadays.
I think the last time I saw DMX, I think he was on the Def Jam game, maybe.
And does he even have a fucking any more tracks coming out, like any albums?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Last one he put out was in 2012.
Which was?
Undisputed.
Oh, that's right, I think I heard that, yeah.
Yeah, like it had MGK, Andrina,
yeah.
Mills.
I don't dance. I can definitely relate to that song. Kind of like that 3-6 Mafia song, Side to Side.
Yeah. I mean, I could probably find this album on the, like, somewhere, but,
But speaking of DMX, man... I want to hear some, what the hell is the name of that song? Damien. One of those songs.
I got to make sure I still have DMX here, because that might be one of the things to go with my, a lot of my music that went, when this fucking shit got fixed up and everything.
Like, I think the funny one of those was off of, Great Depression or something?
Probably.
I forget what CD is off, but one of them. Well, they were all funny, but the one I like.
Let me see if I can find it. Well, I'm going to download all the albums with it.
Man, here we go again.
Why not? Because I had the full discography of DMX before like my entire computer had to get fixed up. So I figured, you know, why not just get it back, and this way I can add Undisputed to it as well.
Have we learned nothing from downloading things?
Apparently not. What the fuck? No.
The hell was that?
Fuck if I know. DMX mixtape. Apparently had a mixtape.
I had no idea.
I didn't either. I'm just finding this out now.
Oh yeah, when did that come on?
Mixtapes. 2010. It's called mixtape.
Man, I think at that point I stopped listening and I had no idea. Until he started singing that Rudolph song.
Let's see if I can find Undisputed. It does not come with the discography I wanted. So let's see. There we go. I get the deluxe version. So which is it comes with.
Oh, you baller.
There we go.
Man, fucking WWE, man. They straight They straight try fucking you over once you're ready to order something.
Yeah, they usually do.
Like, I was like, all right, this ain't too bad. And then you go a little bit further, it's like, boom, there's $2 more. What the fuck? Like, really? Like, I had a bunch of shit, man, trying to do that 25 thing. But then I was like, man, I really don't even need all this shit.
But I'm just glad with the fucking 3 merchandise that I got.
So I just picked up those 2 DVDs, and that came out to almost $20.
Yeah, man, that thing is kind of funny because, you know, 2 magazines and a calendar, and all 3 are only $2.99, but yet they come to fucking $16.97.
Yeah, you see that shit? It's ridiculous.
All because of the fucking $6 fucking...
That's $7 plus sales tax, so it's about 8-something for the shipping.
Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I thought it was just the shipping on that, but then they gave you sales tax. Like, really, motherfucker, you couldn't add that into the damn price already?
Apparently not.
But, can't really complain, though, man. Picked up 2 DVDs for, like, the price of, like, 1.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, when I say for the price of 1, I mean with all the tax.
I mean, shit, man. I mean, at least I get to add 2 new posters to my wall so they can find room.
The hell posters is that?
The Trish Stratus one. And even though I'm not going to like it because I'm not that big a fan of Michelle McCool.
What magazine was that in?
That's the holiday 2006 one.
The one with Kelly on the cover?
Yeah.
So it has Michelle McCool in that, huh? Well, it's a good thing I
didn't. Yeah, Michelle McCool. Candice Michelle. And
no,
Kelly.
No, I meant the poster inside.
Well, I don't exactly know what the poster is yet.
Or if there even is one.
Yeah. Well, I mean, at least I know there's definitely one with, Kelly. No, Kelly, Trish Stratus.
I was about to say, what?
Well, shit, man, if it is fucking Kelly as a poster in that shit, hey, I'm down for it.
Yeah, I doubt that is, but if it is, it's always a good thing.
Hell yeah.
Seeing how her posters are expensive as a motherfucker.
Yeah, man, like, what the fuck is that?
But they're big as hell, though, and signed, but they're still expensive.
Well, yeah.
But she was here not too long ago with Maurice, so, I mean, could have got something there. But, you know, nobody went to that.
Yo, I'm going to invite you to this page. Unless you already have a link in there.
Page is that?
Satan Grotto of Sluts.
Yeah, I don't think I have that.
Well, you've been invited. Oh,
it
I
was
see
like
the, I see 9 Gag is finally leaving.
They're what?
I said, I see 9 Gag is finally leaving. It's dwindled down. Yeah.
But, Missa, man, she invited me to a cosplayer's page that I was already had.
Which page?
I don't even know what the fuck the name was. Something Moon Cat or something or other.
Moon Cat? What the fuck?
I don't fucking know. But all I know is I clicked it. I was like, I already like this. What the fuck?
Man. Oh, now there's a fucking picture that I think fucking Moncalia should put up for fucking sale.
Maybe she already has it up for sale.
I doubt it. It's her, Ricky, Jessica Niagara, and Katie Cosplay dressed up as Sailor Moon.
No, I saw that.
Man, that's fucking hot. I'm stealing this fucking picture. Let's see. Yeah, nah, man, I would love to go to a fucking cosplay and just, you know, meet fucking Monica.
Man, there's a bunch of bitches you can meet, man.
Yeah, but I think Monica's one of the main people I definitely want to meet. Luckily for me, Comic Con is coming to Connecticut next year.
Next year? Like, when next year?
Comic Con. Let's see. August 15th through the 17th. Webster.
So the summer now.
Yeah, Webster Bank Arena in Bridgeport.
Well, there you go. Go to it.
Man, I plan on it. Let's see if they have any guests yet to be determined. Nope.
Hey, it's a long ways away.
Yeah, that's true.
So they got plenty of time to get people.
Oh, they have a Facebook, so I'm joining the fucking group. Which we played for the last 2 minutes. Oh, wait, no, I actually got a track to play. It's by Kid Crazy. I was just telling him that we should make this track Juggalo Rodriguez's anthem.
Let's hear it first.
Alright, here we go. This is Kid Crazy with Fuck You.
Fuck.
Downloaded my season pass.
For WWE 2K14?
Yeah.
Damn, man. Took you long enough.
I downloaded it a couple days ago.
Yeah, like I said, it took you long enough.
But on that damn thing, how the hell do you even view, like, where your wallet thing's at?
But I have no idea. I mean, I used to be able to find out, but then they changed it all up.
Like, how am I supposed to know how much money I got in that damn thing?
And how
the fuck did that thing know what the hell my damn card number was?
Probably because you put it in one time before.
Because it just automatically knew. It said, all right, you downloaded it. The fuck?
Yeah, because once you use it once, it automatically saves the card.
That's a bit strange.
Well, yeah.
Because I didn't even have to put anything in, man. They just knew.
Yeah, like I said, like, when you use it once, it automatically just, you know, saves.
Yeah, I don't know if I like that. But yeah, I found out today when I was looking at PlayStation shit that they actually do have a gift card for PlayStation.
Damn, I didn't even know that.
Except, I think the card that I have is not a gift card. It's the other card.
Probably.
Stupid battery. Yeah, see? So they got this card, the bonus PlayStation Plus 30-day trial membership thing, I guess. And then they have a gift card, though.
Yeah, I have no clue.
Hey, David. Hey, Bo.
Behind the scenes of Connecticut Comic Con.
If 200 people showed up, we'd be happy. If 300 people showed up, we'd be happy. When there's about 900 people in line, and the line went outside the Holiday Inn, it went around.
Man, look at all those all the comic books for fucking The Walking Dead. Shitload.
They got a whole bunch here. In the comic book store here.
Actually has been increasing in size over the years. I mean, I'm very happy with what we've put together. It's grown like Super Soldier Sarah was injected into it. From unsure what was going to happen with the first show to, my God, 5,000 people are showing up for this year's show.
5,000 people.
As my fans, what we're trying to do is always reinvent ourselves. We don't want to be the same thing. We want to appeal to so many different areas. A lame show that people walk away from. It's not as easy as it sounds, because you think you just have to get like a big barn or a big empty room and put a show together. How hard can it be? It's a lot of hard work. It's a lot of planning. You can't avoid people standing in lines and everything like that, because everybody is anxious to come, but you want to make sure that when they leave, they feel justified for the time that they spent. You want to buy cool stuff. You want to get classic comics. You want to get toys. You want to see cosplay. That's what Comic-Con is. You got to really put a lot of thought and energy into what you want to do from A to Z and just make it good for everybody. I like seeing a lot of the costume stuff. We had so many folks show up the last couple of years, and they put so much into these costumes. It's almost like you have to reward them somehow. We work closely with a lot of organizations, you know, from the Hero Army, the 501st Con Squad, you know, CC Jedi, Rebel Legion. You got guys that are coming to Christmas, Mr. T. We got guys with Ghostbusters and stuff. And these costumes are phenomenal. They look like they walked off the set of a Lucasfilm production. It's kind of like the guys that work on the 57 Chevys when they have cruise nights or something, and you show up and they're so proud, they're like standing there with the hood up. It's like, I like seeing all the costume stuff, because I love seeing, you know, when you see the young kids run up and, you know, they see someone dressed up as Iron Man. It's like you're taking your kids, if you ever took your kids to Disney World, and they see Mickey Mouse and they're getting shaken because they think that's the real thing. They see a stormtrooper and they're like in awe looking at it. To me, that's incredible. I like that. It's a comic-focused show, so I think that's our niche. We're going to stay on that path. We're going to just stay true to the nature of a Comic-Con. Future dreams and goals would be that just being a solid comic book show, making everything right for the fans. We're just going to have to evolve into a two-day show, and if that isn't enough to satisfy the crowds, we're going to have to find a bigger place. The goal is probably just to figure out a way to appease the masses. I look forward to just seeing the people being happy. I just want people to come there, buy their favorite toys and their items, get their comic books, see the cosplay, have some fun, and leave happy. You know, it's like, because that means they're going to want to come back the following year. You know, it's like, for me, it's, I just want a good fan turnout and people to be happy with what we did.
Yeah, I'm definitely going next year, or this year coming up.
That's next year.
Well, technically this year coming up, since, you know, it's almost the end of 2013.
Wait, what?
We got like, what, 2 days until the end of 2013?
So, speaking of which, that interview, is that New Year's Eve night, or is it the next
New Year's night? Next day.
All right, so New Year's Eve day.
Well, New Year's Day.
Whatever the fuck you want to say.
Let's see. Man, I should probably turn the fucking heater off in my room.
Yeah, probably.
Man, I'm fucking sweating like a fucking stuffed pig. Touch the label displays. Well, damn it.
And,
why not?
Cosplay. Well, not yet. We'll get to that. There was Pez.
Ooh.
And photo ops with famous comic book, sci-fi, and entertainment industry folks, as well as lots of family fun. As a matter of fact, at Comic-Con, children under 10 get in free.
I'm looking forward to this fucking next year to see whatever the fuck you want to call it. Wait, it's coming back. 1-1-1.
Never.
Must look up that metal show. Season 13. January 18th, 2014. Better believe I'm going to start recording every single one of these again. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Tums.
And you forever taking Tums.
Yeah, because Prilosec doesn't work on me that well.
Damn, Maria's always taking some hot-ass photos.
Hell yeah, she does.
Pictures with the dude from the Fast and Furious.
Probably.
That's probably like her boyfriend or some shit. But for a second, I thought it was that one guy that was from like Tokyo Drift.
Yeah, apparently they've already got fucking Fast and Furious 8 in the works.
If they were smart, they were just stowing it after this one.
Well, you'd think anyway. Yeah, apparently they're trying to get Kurt Russell for Fast and the Furious 8.
Let's see.
I don't know, man. I think they should have stopped that fucking 3.
Should have stopped having a second one.
But no.
You know, Fast and Furious, Too Fast, Too Furious. Alright, good enough, right? No.
You think? I mean, come on, bud, fucking. I mean, I think fucking 7 might be good just because of the fact, you know, it's got Jason Statham in it, and that dude's fucking nuts.
It's gonna have that dude from Tokyo Drift in there too.
Yeah, Han.
Whatever the fuck his name is. No, not Han. The guy that was racing. Fuck was his name? The white dude.
I think the name. The one that played Sean Boswell.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah. I think it's kind of funny how they didn't even bother bringing him in for fucking 6, but they decided
to bring him in for 7.
Well, yeah. They're bringing that new dude in there, so may as well bring back some other people.
Yeah, fucking. So it looks like after Jason Statham gets done with fucking The Expendables 3, he'll need to get jump right into fucking Fast and the Furious 7.
It's safe to say I didn't see the first two.
Well, the first two of The Expendables wasn't that bad.
Upset because girls are trying to add her boyfriend.
Allie.
You see that? You're not a... Other juggalettes aren't allowed to add your juggalo boyfriend. Seems to be one of them crazy bitches.
Yeah. Really does.
Wow, man. He's giving all these roles to people. Don't sit next to him. Don't bump into him accidentally. Don't compliment him.
Don't ask him no questions. Google that shit. Steal Wi-Fi if you have to. Don't tell him his shoes are untied. Let him fall. Shit, he'll be all right.
She's fucking nuts, man. Why does she need to say all that?
I don't know.
I didn't realize there were so many roles.
Yeah, right. I'm glad I never tried hooking up with her. After reading this, I don't think I want to.
I don't think anybody's going to want to now. Like, fuck out of here, man. She's going to try to run your life.
Yeah, right.
Don't anybody talk to my boyfriend, girlfriend. Wow, man.
Yeah, right.
Don't mess with bitches like it.
Fuck no.
Or like, yeah, what the hell was that girl's name? Delia or some shit?
Yeah, that bitch is fucking nuts too.
Like, what the fuck is her deal?
Fuck of all no.
Always complaining that people cheat on her or something or other. But then she's all over the internet, just posting, like, trying to be sexy photos. and random videos of her trying to dance. Like, I can't dance either, but I could probably do better than what the fuck that was.
Man, crazy bitches like that.
So how about this girl feels like having degrading sex right now?
What chick? Who? Where?
Relax, man. Jeez.
You must be talking about Billy Joel. Billy Joel here. Billy Joe. Something lit up on all juggler chat. She posted up saying, I want light padded bondage hood with eternal ball gag.
Yeah, that's not who I'm talking about because I'm not in that group anymore.
Oh, man.
I can't even see that.
Oh, Bailey Ashley Page Clark. Your emo, you're being deleted.
Damn.
Well, let's see. She's posted up saying her baby bear isn't on and she wants to cut. She's so depressed.
She wants to what?
She wants to cut herself.
Well, tell her to go cut herself then.
I'm sorry, but I ain't got time for you fucking emo bitches.
Everybody got time for emo bitches. Because we just love hearing about how shitty your life is.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, at least we had a shitload of listeners tonight.
Yeah, all thanks to Christopher's friends.
Yeah.
But you know, they weren't that bad tonight.
No, they weren't.
They behaved themselves.
Yeah, they're just talking about wanting to blow up Mexico. But hey, go for it.
Yeah, that's perfectly fine.
Yes, very much so. But before they do that, we should stick Alberto Del Rio back in Mexico.
Yes.
I mean, come on, the only good thing Mexico gave us was Selena Gomez and Becky G and Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah. And, tacos.
Well,
yeah.
But they can keep the Taco Bell dog. Oh, wait, he's already dead.
Man, you ate him.
Exactly. He's already dead.
Yeah. It's all your fault.
Oh,
it's
well.
Your fault. It's all your fault that Taco Bell had to find stupid commercials to make. All because you ate the dog.
Hey, it's tasty, too. It tastes like chicken.
Sure, it didn't taste like beef.
Or maybe a combination of beef and tuck and chicken. I'm kind of surprised, though. I mean, with how cold it is outside, I'm surprised I'm sweating in my room.
Man, I'll be sweating no matter what the fuck the weather is.
Yeah, that's why I try to make sure I have enough cold water in my room.
So I get to relive my wrestling childhood.
Yeah, that's true. When I get paid Friday, I'll be ordering mine.
With the Attitude Era and the NWO, all the things I grew up on. And then after watching that, and then you go back to watching that wrestling now, it's probably going to be very bad.
Yeah, probably. I mean, the best thing about the Attitude Era, they didn't have the Shield.
That's the best thing about the Attitude Era.
I mean, yeah, they had Christian, but he wasn't as annoying then as he is now.
Yeah, back when he was in the Brood, he was good.
Yeah. Then he went solo.
Yeah, cut all his hair off.
Yeah. Just look like a fag.
Now he's all about one more match.
Yeah, one more match. Then he gets injured again.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I think he's out again with another injury.
He just came back for like
exactly.
Or whatever.
But if you noticed, he came back, but he didn't wrestle.
Of course.
And after that, we haven't seen him since. Exactly. It's like seeing Kara during that fucking lumberjack match. He didn't get hit, but he fell down anyways.
Oh, some Kara.
Only him. Only Sin Cara would get hit, but you know, fall down and without getting hit. Like, what the fuck was that about? You didn't get touched. You never got touched and you fall down anyway. And you're out with an injury. Man, I think that's smart. They'll just keep fucking Hunico, but being Sin Cara. I mean, considering the fact, you know, he seems to be on a roll right now.
So are they gonna show Chris Benoit in that Attitude Era?
Man, they better.
So whatever the hell this information is, I guess it's telling me what's on this DVD. You got Stone Cold, The Rock, The Brothers of Destruction, The Ministry of Darkness, DX, Faces of Foley, ex-WCW talent. So I got all the good shit on there.
Yeah.
And no shield. Thank God.
Yeah. It's, if they were around then, that shit would just... I don't even know how that would have went.
Man, I don't even think they would have lasted a fucking day. Even a minute if they were around back then.
I think Undertaker and Kane probably would have took them out and buried them alive.
Someone needs to do that to them. I think someone needs to do that to them now.
Well, there's no longer a buried alive match, so that's not gonna happen.
Oh, but they can still bury him alive.
Well, yeah, but that's illegal.
Well, fuck that. Who cares? Who cares if it's illegal? Bury him alive, anyways. Well, at least Roman Reigns, boys.
First, you're gonna have to dig a big ass hole, and then you're gonna have to take them there.
That's true.
That's a lot of work. Like, speaking of which, I came to the conclusion, whenever I was hoping to dig a hole to bury our dead cat, and I was like, man, I really give props to serial killers and shit, man, that dig these holes and shit and bury dead bodies. That's a lot of work. It's very tiring.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, just not made for all that work. So maybe on this thing they'll show when they took Stephanie and they put her on the cross.
Probably. And you'll even get to see Vince McMahon Sr.
Wow. I don't think I've ever actually seen him.
I don't think so either, but they've got a fucking black and white dude. Oh, like a white dude up on the cover. It was in black and white, so I think I could think it would be Vince McMahon Sr.
I thought you literally meant they had a black and white guy.
But I'm not seeing any Chris Benoit.
So the Attitude Era didn't last very long.
No, it didn't.
97 to 2002.
Yeah, and 2002, just whatever the fuck it was, became I don't know what era.
When that been the, I want to say Ruthless Aggression, but not really. Wouldn't that have been the start of the PG shit?
I don't know.
Everybody tune in to Monday Night Raw. Mick Foley's going to win the title. Oh, WCW. I now own WCW. I'm waiting for Shane McMahon to go buy TNA.
Again? Oh, yeah. Well, that's... But that'd be interesting if he did that. But there ain't that many...
Him show up on Raw again, like, I bought TNA.
Ha 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 ha.
even though they're on, like, separate days. So it's not really even going to matter.
Yeah, that's true.
Let's see, Dixie Carter came up with some shitty matches. She fired some people. Other people left. So she's doing a hell of a job.
Yeah, ain't she?
Shit. Next thing, Teddy Long's going to show up here, too.
Yeah, start making tag matches.
Yeah. Be like, look, bro. You're going to be in a tag team match. Against whatever tag teams are in TNA. Besides the homos. I mean, bad influence.
Yeah.
Can't really say the bromance because they have the titles.
Exactly.
Speaking of which, Cody Rhodes and Goldust should lose the titles.
Yes.
To anyone.
Well, not to anyone, because then that means they'd end up losing it to the Shield, and the Shield would become tag team champions again.
Here's the perfect picture. After beating a team that has been talking shit, you have the right to suck my dick. Like whenever we beat them assholes on WWE 13.
Yeah.
And then they stopped playing for like a month. That was definitely an achievement.
Yeah, it was.
Motherfucker sitting there talking.
Man, the fact, I think it's funny how Kurt Angle and Sting were the only team that actually hold the fucking titles for the shortest amount of days.
They were a team?
Yeah, in TNA, they held the title once and for 13 days.
Oh, 13 days, huh?
Yeah. I mean, Beer Money had the longest reign, 466 days altogether. But James Storm... And it's funny because of the fact Beer Money held the tag titles four times, but James Storm has held the tag titles five times. And for 606 days.
Yeah, speaking of that too, Dean Ambrose should probably lose his title too.
Yes. Yes, he should.
But they were talking about unifying the Intercontinental and U.S. title, too. Like, what the fuck would they do that for?
I don't know.
They really don't want to have titles.
No, they don't. I mean, we're at TNA. TNA wants champions because they have two TNA World Heavyweight Champions.
Yeah, it's funny how they actually had a title for that match.
So what are they going to do now? It's going to end up being fucking AJ Styles versus Magnus for the TNA World Heavyweight Championship, probably.
Yeah. So apparently Brock Lesnar will be on Raw tomorrow.
Oh, joy.
And at some point, he's supposed to be beating up Mark Henry.
So how about the fact that TNA has an unsanctioned title? It's the TNA World Beer Drinking Championship.
What?
Yeah, they seriously have a title for it. And James Storm is the current holder.
You mean his beer bottle full of water?
Well, yeah. It's just funny that they even have a title for, like, an actual title belt of that as well.
That's ridiculous.
It really is.
Speaking of TNA, they were going to put out a new video game.
Doubt it.
Since their last one was such a success.
Let's see. Try to see here. Damn, Taryn Terrell's out because apparently she's pregnant.
Shocker.
And that must be one sexy ass fucking MILF.
Well, one person has a baby, comes back, and not another one's home.
Yeah, right? Ultimate Tiger, the fuck? Well, apparently they have a new fucking wrestler signed to TNA named Ultimate Tiger.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. But he has yet to fucking make a debut.
Yeah, until he gets a better name.
Yeah. Well, I guess it's true. The Carters do fucking run TNA.
What?
I guess it's true. The Carters do run the fucking TNA. Because Dixie Carter, president. Janice Carter, co-founder slash president slash CEO of Panda Energy, parent company of TNA. Oh, what the fuck? Why do we need all these Carters? And that's like Dixie's not even all that good looking. And you got EC3, Eric Carter III. Why the fuck do we even need him?
Nah, dude. That dude just fucking sucks. Period.
That dude just needs to go the fuck away.
I'd rather see that, what was that dude's name? Dewey Barnes. Than that guy. Oh, yeah, talking about trailer trash earlier. How about, remember when The Rock used to call everybody trailer trash?
Yeah, bud.
Yeah, that was funny. he hated everybody, but then he was loved by everyone.
Yeah, right.
Funny how that works.
Yeah.
Maybe the Godfather will make another appearance in the Royal Rumble.
Man, if he does, let's hope he actually lasts longer this time.
Take two.
I mean, come on, man. He didn't get a chance to fucking get in there, and he was fucking eliminated.
Yeah, so that's why I should give him another shot.
Yeah. Let him win.
And have, like, Farouk come down. Have, Pat Patterson come down.
Man, Pat Patterson would probably break a fucking hip.
Surprise entry, Ric Flair.
Yeah. And then next surprise entry, Ric Flair's jacket. And then next thing you know, his jacket wins the entire Rumble.
That'd be pretty fucking funny. Then what would Randy Orton do?
I don't know. He'd probably fucking slip on the jacket and the jacket would pin him for the title.
Nah, Triple H wouldn't let that happen. He'd have Roman Reigns come out in spirit.
Man, that would be a failed fucking spear right there.
That was like that rumble I told you, that rumble I told you about on Tribute to the Troops, man. Caitlyn turned into fucking Roman Reigns. She was just spearing everybody, too. She hit like 3 spears.
Oh, man. Yeah, so it looks like AJ Styles more than likely will be fucking coming to the Royal Rumble in WWE because of the fact now that he's a free agent.
But is he actually going to show up, though? He's actually going to be in the match.
I don't know. We'll find out.
He's going to be the surprise entry.
And it'd be dope. It'd actually be pretty dope if he doesn't come in and he wins. Instead of, like CM Punk winning, or Daniel Bryan winning, or John Cena winning.
You're going to have Rob Van Dam come back, too.
He probably will come back soon enough.
Has it been 90 days? Ricardo. He'll come down as his masked person.
I don't know.
Or maybe they'll allow more divas to participate.
Maybe.
Who was the only people to participate in that? China and Beth Phoenix.
Yeah, and they both got eliminated.
Clearly, we know they were never going to win.
Of course not.
Can't have a girl beating the champion at WrestleMania.
No, you can't.
That'd be fucking funny as hell, dude.
Hell yeah, bud.
They should make it happen at least once.
Man, I bet you they'll probably end up having fucking Tamina enter the fucking Rumble this year.
Yeah, there you go. Or Natalya.
Yeah.
They're going to put Eva Marie in there.
Yep. And she'll just stand there looking like an idiot.
It's like, what is the Royal Rumble?
What does this do? Fucking dumps herself over the top rope.
Yeah, I don't like Diva Royal Rumbles. Because all they got to do is just go out any part of the ring.
Yeah, right? It's like, what the fuck is the point of that?
That's cheap.
Part of the Rumble. The point of the Rumble is for them to go over the top rope. Not over any rope.
They get eliminated if they get kicked out from underneath the rope.
Yeah, right? It's just plain stupidity.
Yeah, what are you doing, Vince?
Obviously not thinking.
Remember whenever Vince McMahon used to be in all those situations with all the divas where they're all half naked and shit?
Yeah.
Always getting caught by Linda McMahon and shit.
That was priceless. That was definitely priceless.
Like, what the hell are you doing, Vince? Speaking of which, I just found WWF SmackDown, the PlayStation game. That was just one of the PlayStation games I actually have left. Well, this thing's done here. Goodbye.
Peace.